Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something small but seriously effective, a riser warp base edit for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB feel. Now, when people hear the word riser, they usually think of big white noise sweeps or massive trance buildups. But in drum and bass, especially rollers and jungle influence stuff, the best transitions are often much more subtle. We're not trying to scream at the listener, we're trying to pull them forward. That's the vibe here. Energy automation, not just a sound effect. So the idea is simple. Take an existing bass phrase, a sub, a reese, or even a bass stab, and shape it so it feels like it's leaning into the next section. The bass starts steady, then slowly opens up, stretches, or lifts in pitch and tone until the drop lands. That little push creates momentum without cluttering the arrangement. Let's start with the source. Open a new MIDI track and load a bass sound you already have. Keep it beginner-friendly. It can be an operator sub, a wavy-table reese, or even a sampler-based bass. You do not need a complicated patch for this. In fact, simple is better. A good roller bass often only needs one note or a very small two-note idea. Write a short 2-bar or 4-bar loop. Don't overthink the notes. A root note, maybe a fifth, maybe a few rhythmic gaps. That's enough. For the first bar, you might hold the note. In the second bar, repeat it a little shorter. In the third bar, add a bit of syncopation. Then in the fourth bar, leave a small gap or a turnaround note before the next section. Keep it locked to the drums. In DNB, the bass should feel like it's riding with a break, not fighting it. Before we warp anything, make the bass sound stable. That's important. Add a Q8 if the sound has too much top end. Use saturator with a little drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, to give it some weight and harmonic bite. Then add auto filter if you want a darker tone. Dart the low pass somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz, depending on the sound. This gives us a controlled foundation, so the riser motion later feels more focused. Now duplicate that phrase. Keep one copy as your main loop, and create another copy for the riser edit. This is a very practical workflow, because you're not destroying your original groove. You're just making a version that only appears where you need tension, like the last bar before a drop, the end of an 8-bar phrase, or right before a switch-up. If your bass is audio, this next part is where the magic starts. Double-click the clip and turn warp on. If it's MIDI, you can freeze and flatten it or resample it to audio first. Then use warp to shape the timing. Try Complex Pro for a smoother bass phrase or beats if the sound is chopped and rhythmic. Match the segment BPM to your project tempo. Here's the key idea. Don't overdo the stretching. We're not making a weird rubber effect. We're just slightly leaning the tail of the phrase forward so it feels like the energy is building. If there's a note at the end of the phrase, pull the transient markers or stretch the tail just enough to create that forward pressure. That tiny bit of movement can make the bass feel like it's being drawn into the next bar. Next, we add automation. This is where the riser's shape really comes to life. The most beginner-safe options are auto filter cutoff, pitch, and saturator drive. If you want a classic jungle-style lift, start dark and low, then slowly open the filter over 1 or 2 bars. You can begin around 180 to 300 Hz and rise up toward 1.5 to 4K Hz, depending on the character of the bass. If you want more obvious tension, add a very small pitch rise near the end, maybe 3 to 7 semitones over 1 or 2 bars, then cut hard back into the drop. For rollers, keep this movement gentle. The best old-school style transitions often feel almost too subtle until you hear them in context. That's the trick. If you can hear the effect too clearly, it may be too much. In jungle and DNB, restraint often hits harder than drama. Also, pay attention to the rhythm itself. You do not need a continuous bass note for the whole riser. Some of the best momentum comes from tiny hits. Shorten the last note. Add a small rest before the final hit. Use an offbeat stab. Leave space for the snare to speak. Those little gaps make the bass breathe, and breathing creates tension. If the bass still feels flat, add motion inside the sound rather than just adding more layers. A little auto pan on higher bass content can create subtle movement. A touch of frequency shifter can add an ease. Chorus ensemble can widen the upper layer a bit. If you're using a synth like Wavitable, try a tiny bit of internal modulation on the filter or oscillator movement. But keep the sub mono. Always keep the sub centered and stable. That low end needs to stay solid. Now let's bring in the drums. This is where the DNB character really comes through. Put a short break edit or a fill under the last bar of the riser. A chopped amen, a snare pickup, ghost notes, a reversed cymbal, or a small tom fill can all work. In Ableton, you can slice a break to a new MIDI track, Use Simpler or just arrange the audio directly. The goal is to make the bass lift and the drums rise together. That's what gives you that authentic jungle momentum. For example, you might have the main roller bass for 7 bars. Then in the 8th bar, the bass starts to warp upward. In the last half bar, a snare pickup or break fill kicks in while the filter opens a little more. Then the drop lands and the bass returns with full weight. That contrast is what makes the payoff feel good. Before you call it done, check the low end. Use utility to keep the sub mono. Use EQ8 to cut unnecessary mud from the upper layers. If the riser starts eating the kick, shorten the bass tail or reduce the filter resonance. You want pressure, not sludge. A good roller bass feels controlled and powerful, not messy. When the edit works, commit it. Consolidate the riser section into one clean clip. Rename it something obvious, like bass riser warp 4 bar. Group your bass processing into a bass bus if needed. Save the clip or the device chain. That way, next time you're writing a tune, you can pull this idea back instantly and keep moving fast. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the riser too dramatic, especially in rollers. Too much pitch or filter movement can make it sound cheesy or too modern. Second, don't let the sub widen out in stereo. Keep it mono. Third, avoid overstretching the audio. Subtle timing changes are usually enough. And finally, remember the drop payoff. If everything is rising all the time, nothing feels like impact. Here's a useful way to think about the whole technique. The riser warp is not just a special effect. It's a way to automate energy. You are making the listener feel the next section arriving before it actually lands. In a fast genre like DNB, even tiny changes in filter, timing, and tone can feel huge because the drums are already moving so quickly. So for your practice, keep it simple. Load a bass sound. Write a short 2-bar phrase. Duplicate it into a 4-bar loop. Bounce it to audio if needed. Turn warp on. Stretch the last bar just a little. Automate the filter from dark to brighter. Add a bit of saturation near the end. Drop in a short break fill under the final bar. Check the mono low end. Then loop it and listen. Your goal is one clean bass riser edit that feels like momentum, not decoration. If it makes the next section feel like it's arriving early, you've nailed it. That's the move. Simple bass phrase, subtle warping, controlled filter rise, and a drum edit to glue it all together. That's how you get timeless roller energy in Ableton Live 12 without overcomplicating the arrangement.